You're listening to the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio, and this sounds like a bunch of angry insects, doesn't it? Well, these are three small drones chasing each other around an enclosed area in a Spokane Convention Center ballroom. The venue was a conference held Tuesday, sponsored by the Spokane Association of Realtors. And the guys flying these little machines made them themselves, mostly for fun. But there are commercial applications for drones as well. Joseph Williams pays attention to that. He works in the Washington State Office of Economic Development and Competitiveness, and he came over from Olympia for the drone conference.
What's the public perception of what drones are versus the possibilities, or the potentials of drones?
Well, there have been some bad drone stories. The Space Needle's been hit twice. Some poor woman was hit by a drone, and the drone operator was sentenced to jail. So there's been negative publicity. But the positive benefits, drones are very important in agriculture. Drones are very important in infrastructure inspection. Drones are very important for real estate and anything involving commercial photography. Drone videos of weddings are amazingly hot all over the world. But drones are also important for delivering things like supplies or dealing with first responder issues. Drones are also important, as we'll see, as Amazon unfolds its offerings around delivering goods and services.
So some of those are intuitive to me, but you said drones are important in agriculture. How's that?
So a lot of drones are being used for sweeping the farm in order to do infrared analysis of soils, insect concentration, things like that. There are uses of drones for finding livestock. There are uses of drones for actually charting how well the crops are doing and planning harvests and things like that. So ag drones are very hot right now.
So you're as we talk about legislation, it's talking about growing a new industry, and I'm thinking the pot industry is not quite the same parallel, but we're growing a pot industry in the state of Washington. How's the drone industry growing? What's the state of the legislation to regulate it?
Well, let me first talk about the drone economy. So we have everything from drone manufacturers who make predator-type drones that are used in military to fly-free systems, which makes drones that actually carry movie cameras that are used in large-scale movies. So part of the drone economy is manufacturers of these vehicles. Part of the economy is what are people doing with these. The with these part has a lot of privacy concerns. So drones are flying over my property. They're looking at me. They're looking at my good, you know, what I have around the house. It makes me a little nervous. And so the legislation that's been popping up has been a reaction to that.
So as you, with the Department of Commerce, how do you conceive of a drone industry growing in Washington?
Well, what we're trying to do, we have the Unmanned Systems Industry Council, which was formed last year, which is designed to promote economic growth in the drone sector. And what we're looking for is making sure we don't have legislation that inhibits that, so it's sort of a reactive a group, but it's also a promotive group. What do we need to do to produce college graduates who can go into this industry? What's the skill set? Or out of the community colleges. We're also interested in, are there tax credits, perhaps, that can be used? Not in this legislative session, but perhaps in future legislative sessions. We're also looking at how do we get a cluster? How do we bring all these companies together so they can share ideas, potentially share talent, and grow what we do in this sector? My primary concern right now is in agriculture drones. I think we're falling behind some of the other states, and I think we need to be more aggressive in working with University of Washington, Washington State University, and the regional colleges in looking at how these drones are going to impact agriculture, because they are. And we don't want to be behind Idaho, North Dakota, and Colorado.
Well, Spokane fancies itself as growing an aerospace industry on a much smaller scale than what Seattle has. Do you see drones being a part of that?
Absolutely. In fact, X-Craft, which is currently out of Coeur d'Alene, that would be a great company to attract to the Spokane area because they would help incubate the rest of the industry. The best part of what's happening in Spokane is there's a great amount of interest in the technology, and so what needs to follow then is be some kind of investment capital saying, let's make a go of this. Doesn't require huge manufacturing resources in order to make this happen, and so there's a lot of potential here.
Joseph Williams is the lead for the Washington Governor's Information Communication Technology Sector. You can hear our full interview at the Spokane Public Radio website. Click on the Regional News tab. Inland Journal is a new weekly public affairs program produced at Spokane Public Radio. You can find the program and some of its pieces online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Doug Nedvornik. Join us next time, same time, same place.